You have been pretty good about articulating and then acting on that, and I'm referring to businesses that you don't deem to be core to the NXP portfolio and strategy. So if I think about wireless infrastructure, now that you've sold the NXP piece, so you'd in effect be competing with the Chinese entity. And then AT&T recently was asked about what does 5G do to CapEx, and they said, well, SDN will have an impact of lowering capital intensity. So is wireless infra something, and not just because I'm negative on the volatility, semis and volatility go together. Is this an area that you see as something that fits into the NXP portfolio longer term? Thank you.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the one thing that we have to consider is with the transition, you know, with NXP's RF power business being sold to JAC, and with us then acquiring the Freescale business, you know, the Freescale business is the true industry leader associated with it. You know, the margin performance of that business is clearly in line with kind of our HPMS business. But as we've talked about before, we don't like the fundamental volatility of that business, not when it's going up as rapidly as it did, you know, beginning kind of late 13 and throughout early 14, and certainly not with the inventory correction that's taking place by the industry in Q3. But when you think about our strategy as far as really focusing on being able to drive, you know, secure connections for the smarter world, one of the key things associated with that is being able to provide the infrastructure to accomplish those secure connections. And both the network processor at Freescale as well as the RF power business clearly play a role in being able to facilitate that. So, you know, I think we're very focused on those businesses and how any of our businesses can be a true industry leader and drive the kind of profit performance that we think is in the best interest of our shareholders. And clearly we think that business has that. The downside is that you have clearly a more inherent volatility from a historic basis than what it has. I think, you know, we haven't had the opportunity to spend a lot of time with the Freescale team associated with it, but, you know, clearly there are some emerging applications in the RF power business that we think could be beneficial for that fundamental business stretching beyond just the base station market itself. So it definitely is a business that falls into the characteristics of our HPMS business from a profit performance viewpoint and a true industry leader where it's at least more than 50% larger than the number two player. And so I think we feel pretty good about it.